In the latest twist over legal fireworks, Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wastin's office says it's now against the law to sell aerial fireworks in the state. Samantha Wright has an update on a controversy that gained traction after last year's Table Rock fire in the Boise foothills.
In Idaho, safe and sane fireworks, which don't launch into the air, are legal for purchase. Aerial fireworks, like bottle rockets, were illegal to set off in the state, but people could still buy them here if they signed an affidavit saying they wouldn't be used in Idaho. After last June's Table Rock fire was sparked by an illegal Roman candle, officials, including Boise Fire Chief Dennis Doan, began aggressively lobbying against an apparent loophole in the law. Now Doan says that loophole is shut.
Well, I believe they were illegal the whole time, and others thought that they had a loophole, and the Attorney General agrees with me that they are illegal. They're illegal to sell, possess, and to light off.
A bill crafted during the last session of the Idaho legislature addressing the issue failed to launch. The bill's sponsor, Boise Democrat Matt Erpelding, asked the Attorney General's office to clarify the current law regarding aerial fireworks. Now he has, declaring aerial fireworks cannot be sold to the general public. Doan says the issue really heated up after last year's Table Rock fire burned 2,500 acres and destroyed a home in the foothills. He says it was a wake-up call for many people about the danger of aerial fireworks.
We had the foothills fire. We had many other wildland urban interface fires. And in this valley, we had 6 homes burn because of illegal fireworks. And it's unsafe for our community and for our firefighters who have to fight these fires.
With the AG's opinion just released, police and fire officials will travel around to local firework vendors explaining the situation. Doan says selling illegal fireworks will not only be illegal, but sellers face more consequences if they sell them now.
The key point for vendors to know is that if they do sell it and somebody starts a fire like we had at the Table Rock, they could be held liable or accountable for the damages also for selling illegal fireworks.
The man who started the Table Rock fire last year with a Roman candle was ordered to pay more than $390,000 in damages caused by the fire. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.